through June without the income and without the payroll, you're about 85,000 surplus.
But also missing 3 months of income, right?
Right.
Sorry, 3 months of payroll.
Payroll. 3 months of payroll.
Yeah.
And that should, that's about 40,000 a month, times three, 4 months.
This is another reason why we should have spreadsheets, because then you could give me a line number and I wouldn't have to be searching through a PDF like this.
Okay.
So you're saying that instead of this bottom line of excess income expenses of 41.5 in the red, we're actually 85 in the black, which is hard to believe.
No. Where are you on up to 81, 41?
Very bottom line, where it says excess income expenses, the far right.
Oh, no, that's a variance. Look at the third column from the last column.
The 85.
Yeah, 85.
Okay, so that's... So you're saying BAI is more than 85 grand in the black for...
Minus the about 160,000 in payroll for 4 months.
Okay, so
and
we're actually more like 80
services.
In the red.
Excuse me? Yeah, it will be in the red, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And also minus central services, our fault.
That's another thing. Okay, I'm going to go. I'll see you all on the other side of the executive session. Bye-bye.
Okay, that exhausts our stack. Let's start a new one. Who has questions?
Barbara.
I've got Barbara. Anyone else?
Marcus,
anyone else?
Yes. Michael Nova, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. I've got Barbara, then Marcus, then Michael. Actually, Michael, I'll let you go first because you haven't asked any questions yet. Anyone else for the
chat? I'm in the unfortunate position that if I go inside to get on the Wi-Fi and look at the data, I'm going to lose my call. So I'm staying outside where I can at least hear what people are saying and think about it. I just wanted to offer that I mentioned the role when he's down in L.A. I'm up in the Bay Area for the rest of this week. And, if I can do anything.
You should come get a station tour.
That'd be good. Yeah, I thought you were coming in today, Michael.
No, I just got it. Down like 20 minutes till I got off the bus and on the trolley. So, I could come, the rest of the week if you need me to try to insert some data or whatever that might help.
Okay. Look forward to that.
I had another question, too, which is what I saw from KPFA earlier when I was on the bus and had Wi-Fi was just a kind of a cumulative for the 8 months. I'm wondering if you have a time frame for getting the month-to-month breakdown.
Oh.
Also in spreadsheet form, that is what we used to get, and I'd like to see at some point so we can kind of see where how the different fund drives went and other information like that.
You're looking for a month-to-month expenses?
Eventually, we'd like to see it, kind of what month-to-month, what happened in terms of the fund drives and,
You mean month-to-month budget and actual?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that a report that FRX will spit out for you, Ralph?
Yeah. We could do that. In fact, this would be the same format that you're getting, the one that you got. I could just split them by month. But bear in mind that the budget here is... it's being updated, the one that's year-to-date budget. It's not accurate. We're inputting the budget line by line for the 2014. So
I'm saying that I was asking more of like what a time frame would be to get that finally in an accurate one. Is accurate?
Yeah, I by the end of this month we'll be able to complete most of these expenses. Are the expenses. I just wanted to present this so that we have we know what we're working on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Next on stack, I have Barbara.
Well. It's disappointing to hear how far KPFA is behind, and I have been working with the business manager, helping a little, but trying to keep track and so on. And I'm just wondering, when you say that there are no schedules turned in yet, do you have any sense that these things are some of them like partially done, and they're just not done completely through the whole year, and that's why they haven't been turned in, because my impression is that our business manager has been working on many fronts, and I know that they're probably, you know, some of them more finished than others.
Yes, we are planning on meeting with her again this week with Margie. I don't know if Margie and we communicated with the business manager and kind of reiterated what needed to be done. As far as the actual submission, we don't know if they, we were not given the...
you don't know whether they're partially done.
Yes, we don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was, that's what I'm hoping is the case, and that it isn't as far from being complete as it sounds.
Right.
But I guess you'll all straighten it out or find out next week. Okay.
All right, thank you, Barbara. Next up, I have Marcus.
Hey, Marcus again. Thanks, Raul, for continuing on. A couple of additional points about thinking here. I pulled over in a beautiful park off my bike so I can think for a minute. One, the month-to-month that we received from Markeisha, the Houston business manager, she's been doing a great job for us, but we found some to some omissions in the month-to-month, and so Tiffany is working to correct them. Our IGM told us that you and her were going to meet soon to begin reviewing the budget and the budget actuals, so you know, we can begin to prepare a budget. You have a meeting set up with her, and hopefully that's soon.
I hope so. I haven't really scheduled that budget meeting with her, although we're in contact. And that's the purpose of me sending you this statement. So if you think that there's some omission from there, so far I highlighted what we know was lacking from your stations.
Okay.
So if there are anything else that you don't see here that should be on here, that will be great for you to let us know. Email me with at my raul@pacifica.org, and we'll be happy to research that. I wanted to fly, I did it on a PDF so I could put my highlight on which ones are missing, and then we'll be happy to look into some of the discrepancies that you find out.
When did you send these?
Yesterday.
Ah, okay. I haven't seen them then. Yeah, we definitely need, and these are a line item. Using the regular template?
Yes. It's line by line and month by month.
Okay, so we definitely need those not in PDF, but in Excel.
I would be happy to send that to you.
That'd be great. Last question. So we recently began to advertise for a business manager, and at this point, no one in our station has access to the financial software package.
Which is
troubling. We're not even able to run our aging accounts report. You know, we have to go through Markeisha. So I'm hoping that there's some plans. I know there's a software issue, but there's some plans to provide that software to our station. I would think several people should have access to it.
Definitely. I thought that's a great idea. If you are planning on hiring your own business manager at the same time, let us know, and if you want access by any of your designated employees at WPFW, we'll be happy to provide access to the Great Plains for your station so that you can check through Great Plains. And what I noticed here in the process, while Marquise is doing a great job updating some of the information, if you do not send that copies of the checks, Marquise won't be able to record them into our Great Plains. So, if it's a double work right now because they cut a check and then Marquise records them. You can actually write a check directly from Great Plains and it automatically records expenses.
Right.
Updates expenses.
So are you saying is we just have to ask for it and we'll get it?
Yeah, yeah. I definitely do. The only reason, and you probably had it already when you had a part-time business manager, and right. You have, but right now you don't have one. That's why nobody's really accessing it. It's the same request that I got from New York.
Okay.
So now we're giving them access as well.
All right. Well,
so this will kind of help Marquisha, or the business manager at KPFT, to finish the work for the two other stations.
Right. Well, you should expect a request shortly.
Anytime.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Sure.
That takes us to our time limit on the CFO report. Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Raul. We are on to a motion we carried over from our last agenda. This is regarding budgeting for depreciation. The motion reads as follows. Pacifica budgets should show depreciation as both an operating expense and an adjustment in the cash and capital section that zeroes out the operating expense. Capital expenses should be budgeted separately. And we have 10 minutes for consideration of this motion. Anybody
Excuse me,
on it?
Brian.
Yes.
Excuse me, this is Manisha.
Go ahead, Manisha.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had a question to ask Raul, but while you were talking, I couldn't unmute myself. I took the time, but maybe I can ask him later. Is he going to be on the call or is left?
We ran out of time on the CFO report. We may have time at the end of our agenda to go back to questions if we get through the rest of this stuff quickly. Anybody to stack on the budgeting for depreciation motion?
Yeah, this is Jim.
Go for it, Jim.
Okay. The question I have is if there's going to be offsetting accounts in the capital accounts for depreciation in a cash section, then when we come up to an audit, there'll be an expectation that there is actually cash in the cash account. Is that correct?
No.
So if we come up, if we have a $20,000 depreciation to take care of, and there's an expectation that that'll be offset by a $20,000 cash account, then there should be a bag of cash at $20,000 someplace that the auditor can count. Is that correct?
I don't think so. I'll ask Raul to clarify this, yeah. But depreciation is not actually cash out, so there doesn't need to be offsetting cash in.
Right. Normally, the depreciation is part of the generally accepted accounting principle. There is a cash flow statement that adjusts the actual cash intake of the station or the unit or the foundation by adjusting it, the depreciation expense back to as cash, but it's a non-cash item, and it's highlighted in the cash flow statement as an adjustment.
Why do we need an offset of cash in capital accounts?
An offset? No,
let me take this, because it's my proposal. So the issue is that a few years ago, and this was after I left the Finance Committee and before I rejoined it, Pacifica started asking stations for the first time to budget depreciation.
And so it was real expense.
Which is not a common practice because you never cut a check for depreciation. The reason given for it, as I understand it, was so that comparisons with the audit would be consistent because the audited financial statements do show depreciation. The problem is, as a planning tool, it's not really useful. So, for instance, my station, KPFA, because it owns its building, all its equipment, and its transmitter site, records $100,000 in depreciation every year. Well, we're actually much better off than the stations that are renting most of those things, and our building in downtown Berkeley is increasing in market value, not decreasing in value. So there's no practical reason to create $100,000 of wiggle room in the budget. We would prefer to keep budgeting separately for the capital expenses we know we'll have. Conversely, a station like WPFW, where you know you have big capital expenses associated with a move coming up, you don't want your only room for capital to come out of the tiny amount of depreciation you record. you need to budget for what you actually know is coming up. So that's what this is trying to address, to keep it from distorting the planning that takes place in the budgets.
I understand that, but depreciation is supposed to create some value to replace the item that's being depreciated in the future. And I'm just curious why we need a phantom cash capital account.
Because our budgets include separate room for budgeting for capital requests. So when our stations know that they're going to be buying equipment, overhauling a transmitter, they budget for that, separate from the depreciation line. If you have depreciation and you're budgeting for specific capital purchases, you're double budgeting capital expenses.
Yeah, all right.
Can I add something?
Go ahead.
Well, the depreciation will still show up in our budget as part of generally accepted accounting principle in presenting financial statements, because depreciation is an expense item according to GAAP. But after that, we, for planning purposes, for analyzing the sustainability or feasibility of each station, we will adjust back whatever the surplus with the addition of the depreciation line back to that surplus or deficit to kind of get a realistic view of what the actual cash transaction would be. And then, in addition to that, the provision for capital budget, your plan to replace equipment for that year, for that coming year, will also be included and reduce the surplus of, or increase the deficit of that station. So that's kind of like what we're trying to accomplish, is to analyze realistically how much cash are we in for, or how much are we looking for in terms of deficit or surplus.
Anyone else for stack on this item? Hearing nobody, I guess we will put it to a vote. Paul, are you by any chance on the phone? Okay. First, I'll ask if there's an objection to the motion.
Brian?
Yes?
I'm just letting you know that I've been on the call for, I was about 10 minutes late. But.
All right. For the record, Lydia Bazan has joined. Is there any objection to budgeting for depreciation? Motion regarding budgeting for depreciation. All right, that's easy. Hearing no objection, it passes by acclamation. We are on to new business. We created 10 minutes here to make any revisions to the 2014 budget timeline. Does anyone have any to propose? All right, I'm not hearing any proposals. That means we're done with this item. We have 10 minutes left in public session. Manajay, you said you had a question for Raul.
Sorry, I couldn't unmute. I have a problem with my mute button tonight. I would have abstained on that because I'm not clear about all of that is going on with the depreciation. So my vote is abstention. However you want to use, please do that. Thank you very much. And Yes, my question for Raul was that you said that KPFA, you are getting the numbers for this year. Are you getting for the numbers for year or so that none of the numbers has been coming in and none of the we haven't had any KPFA report? Are you getting all of those as well, and you are going to share it with us?
KPFA. Mary Jay, were you referring to KPFA? Mary Jay? Hello?
Mary Jay, you want to come off mute?
Hi, Mary J. You were asking about KPFA numbers?
Yes. Yes, I asked about KPFA numbers because I remember last time also I was talking about, you said you are getting the numbers for this year, and you said that KPFA, along with some other station, they didn't have all the numbers.
Yeah.
Maybe KPFA, KPFK, but I had heard and I understood that last year they didn't have any report of their numbers either. So you are going to include that in the material that you are going to send us by the end of your...
Yes, actually, for the current year financials, KPFA has been recording their expenses and their revenue,
okay.
Except for the June, if that's what you're asking. The only thing that we're looking for at KPFA are the audit schedules for the 2013 fiscal year. But they are updating their accounting system with their transactions for the current year, except for the June. I think it's still missing. They're still working on that. Normally, by the time I get all this information from the stations, it's going to be like the middle of the month before I could get the previous month's financial or the revenue numbers. So, if we set up a deadline to do, because I intend to give you an updated financial statements month after month, and we'll need to set some deadlines on when they should input their revenue. We cannot wait for the whole month for any station to input their revenue, because it's going to delay everybody's consolidated financial statements. But yeah, KPFA has been updating their current year financials.
And you are sharing all of that information from the past with us. Thank you very much.
This is Lydia.
Okay, I've got Lydia, and is there anyone else who's going to want to get anything in the 7 minutes we have left in open session? All right, take it away, Lydia.
Raul, do you envision a recommendation for a timetable for budget?
Michael and I kind of talked about it when I was in Los Angeles. I believe we wanted to get you the estimated year and 2014 estimated year and P&L so that you could create a budget. But I think by the middle of August, and I don't know, I don't want to impose any deadline, but I think the next meeting, there's a meeting on August 22nd or something that you guys are looking at to start looking at budgets. And depending on the LSB, each individual LSB, when their timelines are, I think we can coordinate that with each local LSB.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anybody else have anything else to take up under new business in public session? Hearing nothing, we've got a 5-minute recess, and I will see you at 7:30 Pacific, 9:30 Houston time, and 10:30 Eastern in the executive session number. Does anybody need me to recirculate the number and code for that session?
No, this is what I'm driving, so I probably will be a few minutes late.
Yeah, this is Tony. Just send me that number again.
Okay, I'll recirculate it to the whole group, unless there's anyone who's had trouble getting mail through the Yahoo group.